Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
This year, Thorn Harbour Health celebrate 40 years of supporting the health and well-being of our communities, with their community support program providing practical support to people living with HIV. The program's now recruiting volunteers to drive clients to vital medical appointments. And joining us now on the show is Thorn Harbour Health's volunteer coordinator, Daniel Bryan. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Hey, morning.
Good morning. Now, what sort of things are involved in being a community support volunteer?
Look, it's a really a high impact role. So this is a role working with people living with HIV, taking them to and from their medical appointments and providing that kind of social support. So it's something where you're working directly with clients and really having a big influence on their health and well-being.
So do you need specific experience or qualifications to be able to do this? Like, it sounds like you might just need to be a caring person and have a driver's license.
I think that's a good starting point, and that's exactly right. So I think just maybe a community member or a really strong ally knows particular training, because we offer that support for all of our volunteers joining. But there is a couple of things, like volunteers would be using their own car, so they'd need a license and a car, and we provide full reimbursement for that as part of the role too, and all the ongoing.
Not for the car, you mean for like petrol or something?
Yeah. So you get a free car with
Well, I don't understand why you're having any trouble finding anyone.
I know. We need a sponsor. No, definitely. So it's a per kilometre reimbursement, which is a generous reimbursement as well.
So we're doing a call out now. Is there a specific reason why there's a bit more of a call out now? Has the impact of the last couple of years with lockdowns and COVID really played a factor in changing what it's meant to be able to volunteer and support people living with HIV?
Yeah, that's a really good thing to focus on. So what we found is a lot of our long-term volunteers have actually retired from volunteering after doing it for maybe 10 or 20 years. But also we found there's a little bit of a trend of volunteers maybe coming to the organisation who don't have licences or don't have their own car. So there's specific pockets where we're looking at engaging. And at Thorn Harbour, we're normally really lucky. We don't actually recruit volunteers. Volunteers come to us. But in this particular role, we have clients that are spread out all across Victoria, and we've got a particular need more in the kind of southeast. So we're kind of advertising, trying to get volunteers close to where our clients are.
That makes sense. And so who are the sort of clients that you would be transporting? Are they elderly or is it diverse?
Yeah, so a lot of our clients are long-term survivors living with HIV, and so it sounds, well, it's been a long road, and so for a lot of us, we may not have thought that we were actually getting to ageing-related problems for people living with HIV, but in some ways that's a good news. But we've got them, you know, needing to get more access to healthcare, going to their medical appointments or getting in and out of hospital, and so in that sense, it'll be supporting them with that social support. And also a lot of vulnerable clients where, you know, offering taxi vouchers or kind of mainstream services wouldn't be relevant for them. So we really want to have that kind of care and support with them, which community support have been doing since the start of the epidemic.
I mean, care hits the nail on the head a bit as well with what you've been saying, isn't it? You're also there for the person as well as you're driving them. You're able to support them in that way, aren't you?
Yeah, this is right. So a long time ago, we used to separate the roles. One was more about giving transport and the other was more about social support. But what we found is that obviously clients, when they're getting transported, things come up and people love to have a bit of a yarn in the car. And so this is about kind of providing that social support and helping alleviate social isolation, as well as doing a really practical thing in getting people to be able to adhere to medical appointments and get there on time and be able to manage that, because it's a whole process and the whole organisation supports them in that.
Love that. And so what are you looking for in a volunteer? What makes a good volunteer for this sort of role?
I think that point that we said before is really just that care. And somebody, I suppose, whenever we talk about volunteering, we talk about the benefit to the organisation or the client, but I think maybe another way to approach it is the benefit to the volunteer. So this is a role where you'd be working directly with clients. You'd be able to see the benefit of your involvement in the process. And I think it also appeals to a couple of different types of volunteers. So definitely people who have maybe got good daytime availability through the week, because that's when most of our clients get to medical appointments, so semi-retirees or retirees. But we've also noticed a large trend for people who maybe are studying to be a nurse or in a kind of a health-related field. And so this helps kind of build their resume and also helps them work around their uni timetable, for example, and with a pretty generous reimbursement. So it fits a few different volunteer needs.
And how many hours a week, roughly, would you need people to do the driving around?
So the good part is there's a fair bit of flexibility. So it might only be 1 or 2 hours that you can spare per week, and some people might do 1 or 2 transports per week. Other people might have more availability. But the good part is, because it's to do with somebody's medical appointment schedule, we can always spread the load amongst a few volunteers. So generally, to be able to do 1 or 2 transports a week would be really helpful.
I love that. Now, you were saying there was a specific focus in the southeast. Was that? But we're really looking across the board, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. We do have volunteers spread across, like I say, the state, but mainly in the southeast. So we're talking kind of like Frankston, Dandenong, around that area. And then we've also got a growing demand in the north and northwest as well. So anything out of suburban, yeah.
I love this. This is a great way for you to be able to help people that need it get where they need to get to, contribute back to your community. It just sounds like a really beautiful way to connect.
Yeah, and it's also, look, it's a growing, this is something we've been doing for a long time, but there's other roles that are coming up as well, which are similar to this in getting pantry items and food to people as well. So we're having a few new roles created to support that. We found in COVID, you know, we certainly had to adapt how we service volunteers, and with COVID restrictions, a lot of people couldn't come to our centre, which is the Centre for People Living with HIV, the Positive Living Centre on Commercial Road. So we actually had a lot of groceries going out to people then, and we're looking at maybe starting to replicate that for people as well. So that's another kind of way that we might be able to help people stay in their houses longer and get really important groceries and pantry items to them.
I love that.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know that personally from volunteering, doing any sort of volunteer work, you get really good feelings out of it at the end of the day. So if anyone wants to volunteer for Thorn Harbour Health's Community Support Program, providing practical support to people living with HIV, you can find out more by contacting Thorn Harbour on 9863 0426, or send an email to support@thornharbour.org.au. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me on.
And you'll find all the details to that up on our social media today as well, at Joy Breakfast on Instagram, Facebook and our Twitters. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.